If you learn self-control, you can master anything. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Wellness Wednesday segment, we learn more about developing self-control and how to do a dopamine detox the right way. Enjoy.
Can you reset the neurochemicals in your brain? Can you increase the volume of dopamine by fasting? Countless people have used detoxes to influence their brain's reward system. But this isn't your average detox. No. Instead of abstaining from junk food or social media, a dopamine detox is a complete removal of all your favorite things. During a dopamine detox, people avoid media, phones, games, food, and even social interaction. Anything that stimulates some sort of pleasure is off the table. But why should you cut out all these enjoyable things out of your life? Well, this detox revolves around the neurochemical dopamine. Dopamine is commonly framed as one of many feel-good chemicals in the brain. But your brain's relationship to dopamine is a lot more complicated than you think. Have you ever wondered why your brain wants what it wants? Well, dopamine is the driving force behind wants and cravings. In other words, dopamine compels you to do whatever you want to do. Imagine you're in the middle of work when your phone dings. You know that sound. You've heard that sound a million times. So your brain responds instantly with a shot of dopamine. Suddenly, you feel compelled to check your phone. A burst of excitement and enthusiasm drives your brain away from your work. So you pick up your phone, you check your messages, and realize it's just spam or a text from your mom. That rush of dopamine dies down. You put away your phone and you refocus on your work. When your phone dings again, the cycle goes on. Throughout your life, you may find yourself chasing these bursts of dopamine because the chemical rush is often more exciting than the actual stimulus. Just think about that text message. Wasn't the potential of that message more exciting than the message itself? That's how dopamine works. It fuels your brain's wants and desires, but it doesn't control whether or not you enjoy something. Instead, it pushes you to watch one more episode, click one more profile, scroll through one more page. Rushes of dopamine keep you wanting more, even if each stimuli leaves you feeling disappointed. Now, as you can imagine, chasing dopamine can be a dangerous path. Many people cling to their smartphones and social media because they're searching for their next source of dopamine. Each time you engage with these devices, you get a little rush of dopamine in your brain, and that chemical keeps you coming back again and again. So why should you fast from sources of dopamine? The goal of a dopamine detox is to change your relationship with this powerful chemical. By fasting from dopamine, you're removing the sources of want and desire in your life. You're abstaining from all the things that control you on a daily basis. Because dopamine dependence creates a toxic cycle, a cycle that's incredibly difficult to escape from. By fasting, you're removing all sources of dopamine from your life and escaping your bad habits. So, how do you perform a dopamine detox? What steps should you take to rid your life of this controlling desire? Before we break down step by step how to perform a dopamine detox, there's one important distinction we need to make. Dopamine fasting was first conceptualized by a psychiatrist exploring the role of dopamine in addiction. He designed the dopamine detox to help people escape from compulsive and destructive behaviors. But the technique was soon adapted to different lifestyles. As it grew more popular, dopamine fasting became a blanket solution to our dependence on technology, food, and other sources of desire. But dopamine fasting is not the answer to all of your problems. By performing a dopamine detox, you will not suddenly live a different life or gain unstoppable self-discipline. Dopamine fasting doesn't actually increase or decrease the amount of dopamine in your body. This is a fact that countless people misunderstand. You're not chipping away at an overabundance of dopamine in your system, nor are you refilling empty banks of this chemical in your brain. In other words, a dopamine detox will not increase the pleasure you feel on a daily basis. It will not amplify your favorite things or make them 10 times more fun. Because dopamine doesn't control how much you enjoy something, it controls wants and desires, not liking or pleasure. So, what does a dopamine detox really do? This practice can significantly increase your resistance to temptation. It can give you a sense of control over your life. Right now, you may feel glued to your phone. You may feel like a ding, text, or notification has more power than you do. A dopamine detox may not amplify your experience, but it will affect your relationships with temptation and distraction. During a dopamine detox, you're forced to remove all temptations from your life. You gain a unique opportunity to reflect on the distractors that control you, and you learn how to live your life without them. By the end of your detox, you won't be a different person. If you enjoyed social media before, you'll enjoy social media after. The same goes for Netflix, video games, and junk food. But what happens the next time you hear a ding across the room? Instead of compulsively grabbing your phone, you may stop, think, and make your own decision. And that's the power of a dopamine detox.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.